Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Kitts, who's Vice President of Environmental at Mannington Commercial. How you doing, Dave?
Doing good, Kemp. Good morning.
Good morning. Good. Hey, thanks. When I called you this morning, I wasn't even sure if you were going to be there, because I know you got a weather pattern up there last night, and you were telling me you've got, about 6 inches of snow outside?
Yeah, another six on top of 45 or so. It's been a wild winter in the Northeast.
Yeah, and you're in Salem, New Jersey, so I bet you're ready for spring, aren't you?
Yep, bring it on.
Yeah, great. Well, I wanted to talk to you today because we had a story in the news this week. It's kind of an interesting story. You guys have gotten involved with 3M, and you're going to take a lot of the graphics and signage that were used up at the Olympics, and you're going to actually turn them into flooring. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you're right. The official term that 3M calls it are large format graphics. Uh-huh. So they're really like big stickies, uh-huh. Temporary decorations that are put on buildings and vehicles. And 3M Canada is a significant sponsor of the Olympics, and we met them many moons ago and have been able to figure out how to recycle their large format graphics.
And they tell you there's probably about 200,000 square feet of this material that's going to come to you?
Yeah, a lot of stuff. It's on some of the venues that we've all become familiar with, like the Richmond Olympic Oval where the speed skating occurs. Mm-hmm. The Pacific Coliseum where the figure skating is, and it's on those Zamboni machines on the ice rinks and on lots of vehicles and buses. So folks are most familiar with what this material is if they live in a city. Mm-hmm. And on many buses, these large graphics that are adhered to vehicles, that's the material.
Okay. And what is this? It's a film. What's it made out of? It's a polymer, right?
Yeah, a thin film polymer with high visibility ink graphics, and it's got a protective wear layer and a unique adhesive that allows it to stick to a surface externally and stay there, but then also be able to be peeled off easily.
And you're going to take this product in its entirety. I guess the way you describe it, it sounds like there's several different elements in there, and you're going to put this into your premium tile product line, right?
Yep, it's a commercial tile we make here in New Jersey, and we'll be feeding that into the premium tile after we grind it up. It's a compatible raw material. Mm-hmm. Will be.
All right. And when you think about this, I mean, it's got a lot of notoriety because we're talking about the Olympics, but 200,000 square feet of material is not that much. But I mean, from what you were telling me before the interview, this is a beginning of an ongoing relationship with 3M. Is that right?
Yep, this is the beginning. We've done a lot of research and pilot line work, so we know that we can recycle the material. The bigger trick is with the logistics, and we expect to be able to recycle this material in many other large venues in the future.
So it might lead to an ongoing stream of material for you.
Yep, definitely a unique recycle stream.
Yeah, okay. You know, there's a lot of naysayers out there in the green world, and some people might say, oh, this is a stunt, and there's probably a lot more energy required to do this. But you guys have even looked into that. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, both 3M and us went into it eyes wide open. We knew folks would say that. And in fact, some of the technology folks at 3M did do a carbon footprint to try to evaluate the energy and carbon differences between this raw material coming into our product versus virgin raw material. And in the end, in that carbon footprint analysis that was pretty thorough, it was about a wash, pretty similar. I find that sometimes folks forget that virgin raw materials have a carbon footprint too. They come from someplace and have their own footprint. So we were comforted that this is pretty equal from that perspective.
And actually, I mean, you know, this had its initial use. You're using it as a secondary use. And then at the end of the life of this product, will it be able to be turned again into another product?
Yeah, the premium tile we're talking about, which, by the way, currently has 25% post-consumer recycle content. This mm-hmm. is the same material we've been doing the VCT and the VCT effort with.
Yeah.
The 3M material will be more of the binder within there. We'll feed it in small percentages over a lot of product over a period of time.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, will you market this product differently?
No, it's still our premium tile product. It still has the 25%. We'll use this stream intermittently, and assuming that it works well, other large venues that 3M Canada will then be able to bring in their material and recycle.
Okay, fantastic. So 3M doesn't want this flooring back because they want to brag about the fact this used to be their signage?
Oh, if they buy some flooring from us, that will be great, but we haven't even talked about that yet.
Yeah, okay. Well, tell me, I know that as in your corporate position as the Vice President of Environmental, tell me, I don't think you were able to go to surfaces, but what was the company's opinion? I know you guys have probably met in the boardroom there and talked. What are some of the feedback you get from the recent surfaces trip?
Yeah, I was disappointed to miss surfaces this year. I've been there the last few, but boy, folks around here are upbeat. We're absolutely delighted with the show, thought it went quite well, and are optimistic what it'll bring for all of us in 2010.
So like everybody else, we're glad 2009 is behind us, and we think there's a good potential for business in 10.
Yep, agree.
All right, Dave, I appreciate you being with us today. It's very interesting that you guys are able to take this Olympic signage material and put it into flooring. Been talking to Dave Kitts, who's Vice President of Environmental for Mannington, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.